This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1244, five standout phrases for a speaking band nine.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
To stand out in front of the IELTS speaking examiner, just use today's vocabulary. Learn how to sound successful and get the score you need on today's special episode. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, we have another special episode for our students today. What do they get to hear?
I know, guys, we are sharing with you a recent favorite episode from our business English podcast from All Ears English. You guys are going to love this one. I'm excited for you to hear it today.
This is so awesome. I love choosing these really helpful episodes for you guys. So you see that there are so many ways you can learn amazing vocab for IELTS, and it doesn't just have to be test prep, right? So wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, find the All Ears English Business Podcast and hit follow, because today's episode is just one of so many helpful episodes over there, guys. So what are the students going to learn today?
Yes, you guys are going to learn five phrases to describe success, a very common IELTS topic for you to be talking about success with education or work or in life, talking about school, hobbies, achievements, friends, family, people on the news, right? For so many different topics, these phrases can be so useful.
Yeah, exactly, guys. This is so helpful. So make sure to write down all of today's phrases and stay until the end, because Aubrey and I will share our favorite phrase after the episode.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today? Happy Monday.
Hey, Lindsay, I'm pretty good. Happy Monday to you, too. Monday, the best day, right?
I know. We are here in mid-July. It's incredible how fast the summertime is flying by. So we've got to enjoy every moment. Are you enjoying your summer?
I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying the weather. It's been a little bit rainy, but it's okay. I'm still, it's much better than the freezing cold.
Yeah, totally. And just to take advantage of the weekends and just try to enjoy every moment. So to that end, Michelle, today we're talking about success, and we want to pull out some very cool idioms and phrasal verbs for how to talk about success. Do you know anyone who is super successful?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know a lot of people who are super successful. I have successful friends, and definitely.
Cool. Anyone in particular that you can tell us about? Anyone specific? And like, what qualities do they have? Like, what do they do? How do they live their lives?
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of a friend of mine, and she's really successful in her job. And, you know, people can define success in many different ways. But so my friend, she's really successful in her job and also, I think, in her family life. You know, she's very strong. And she is very confident in herself, I think. And she has like a really good position at work. And I would say that, you know, she has a lot of luck. Also, she gets promotions and all sorts of different things. And what I admire about her is her confidence in everything she does. And somehow she remains calm all the time.
How does she do that? That's crazy. So she really stands out in your mind because she's confident. How do you know that she's confident?
Just there's something about the way that she speaks. Yeah. She just always sounds very confident. So I think that, you know, the way she speaks makes her stand out.
Interesting. What does she do for work?
Oh, she works for like some like nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
But she just keeps on excelling in that position. And, so she does like nonprofit, management.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, some of the things that I notice about successful people is that they really stand out in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of this is to figure out what you do well, you know, to figure out what your true strengths are and to amplify them. Right. So maybe your friend in her nonprofit management career, she has figured out what she does really well. So she's not trying to keep up with anyone else. Right. She's trying to stand out.
Right. You're trying to keep up and get over yourself, really, right? You're competing, right? I don't know. I think there's this idea of, you know, the only one that you should really worry about is yourself and making sure that you do better than you did yesterday. You know what I mean? And to focus in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's really true. And so a couple of phrasal verbs, let's highlight them, Michelle, as we go through this conversation
okay,
here.
Sure.
So we talked about the phrasal verb to stand out. What does that mean? That's a really good one for our listeners to start using today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it means to, I guess to, be set. Oh, no, I'm using another phrasal verb. To stand out is to draw a focus to yourself.
To be different, right?
Yeah, to be different in some sort of way that draws some sort of attention or focus.
Yeah, and I think the only way you can do that is by focusing on what you do really well, not trying to improve your weaknesses.
Right.
You know, I think this is something we've talked about before on this show, but I don't know. I think in school, we're taught that we need to improve our weaknesses, right? But I think what we need to do is amplify what we already do well.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a really good way of thinking about things. And probably the things that you do well, you probably enjoy them, which will make you do even better.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we talked about the phrasal verb to keep up, right? So to keep up with everyone else. I mean, your friend who's super confident and works in nonprofit management, she's not trying to keep up with everyone else. She's kind of walking her own path, right?
Yeah, definitely. So she's trying to keep up with herself. Some people try and keep up with, you know, their job, just kind of stay at the same level or to go above and beyond even.
Yeah, totally. And then we can use this phrasal verb in a slightly different way. If we say to keep something up, it's to keep doing it, right? So this phrasal verb is really interesting, depending on how we use it. If we say to keep something up, we keep a job up or keep a habit up, right? A positive habit, that means that we continue it. But if we say we keep up with other people, that means that we match them.
Right. So like a boss might say to you, like, keep up the good work. Means keep, you know, continue the good work.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
awesome. And so I know somebody who's successful. It's my friend in New York. Her name is Christy. Actually, she's been on this show before. So our listeners probably know her. And she's just amazing. She is so fearless. It's incredible. Although I don't think she's fearless. I think she just acts even though she's afraid. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So what does she do?
So she owns a gym. She owns two or three businesses.
Wow.
She owns a women's gym in Brooklyn.
Oh.
And, you know, it was so funny. She bought the gym a few years ago and I talked to her, you know, in April, and then I talked to her again in June, and she said, oh, I bought a gym.
Oh my gosh.
I said, oh my God, you are incredible. And she spent the last year building the business up, strategizing, figuring out how to get people in the door. And she really, I mean, despite feeling fear, she moves forward. Like, she moves through her fear and she goes above and beyond, you know, what average people do with an average day. Right.
Well, I mean, and with a business, I mean, what do you think she does to come out on top?
Good question. What do I think she does to come out on top? I think she is super enthusiastic, and enthusiasm is not enough, right? You can't be enthusiastic but be doing the wrong things, but she combines that with smart strategies. She's very sweet, like she's very friendly. So when clients walk through the door of her gym, they feel greeted, they feel welcomed, they feel engaged, and they feel like Christy and her staff really care about them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that sounds like a nice gym. Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, so I really admire Christy. I want to be like her. Do you know anyone else who's really successful?
Yeah, I mean, I have other friends. Like, I have a friend, she works for a magazine, and you know, she works in like kind of the writing side, a little bit of publishing, and yeah, she's also, I think that she's really successful, and she also has just had a baby. And she's really able to continue, you know, working a little bit, even though it's hard. She kind of really keeps herself together and just focuses on her family and her career. And I don't know, I really admire that.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now in the U.S. with women trying to maintain a career and have a baby, right? There was a book that came out by the woman who worked for Facebook. Do you remember who that was?
Sheryl Sandberg?
Sheryl Sandberg. Did you read that book? It was called Lean In, right? Lean In. Mm-hmm. And she was encouraging women to, when you're at the meeting of the table with all these men at work, don't lean back, you know, lean in, lean forward to participate in the conversation. Try to get that promotion. Try to move up in the company, and don't expect to opt out when you have a baby, right? So this is a really hot topic right now in the news, and maybe we can talk about this a little bit more, because it's something that every woman has to, not every woman, but many women have to deal with when they get into their 20s and 30s. Right. What's the question? Are you going to keep working? Are you going to give yourself over to your family, right? Both are great options, but how do we make that decision?
Right, exactly. You know, what's best for you? What's best for your family? You know, so definitely, that's a good conversation.
Yeah, but I think the people who come out on top are the ones who are able to find a way to not take things personally if something doesn't work out. They're able to move on, right? So I really struggle with taking things personally, especially, well, I take a lot of things personally, and it's kind of a fault in my own personality.
It's okay, me too. It's okay.
Yeah, it's really hard, though. This is something I'm working on, and one of my personal goals for this summer is to get beyond that mentality. I do it in dating. I do it in my business life. I do it in all aspects of my life, right? But how can I stop taking things so personally? So we, you know, to come out on top, I've got to get beyond that. And I bet some of our listeners might struggle with that too. What does it mean, Michelle, to take things personally?
It means that you think that anytime something doesn't go right, it's because you did something, or because doesn't like you, or because it's all directed at you.
Yeah, it's very self-centered, right? It's very like the ego gets very large.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can do that. I mean, definitely. I think in dating, you know, I used to, you know, take things personally if, you know, maybe somebody didn't call me or something. But you got to realize with anything that a lot of times it's not about you at all.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they say. That's right. So one other thing that I think that successful people do really well is they always look for the win-win option. Win-win option, or a win-win agreement. That's a great expression, Michelle. What does that mean?
It means you can't lose.
Right. So neither person can lose, right?
Exactly. Nobody loses.
Right. So it's like you're in a negotiation, and that person, that successful person, is always thinking about what the other person needs and wants, and also thinking about what they need and want themselves, and trying to come up with a win-win option. So you're both happy, right?
Right.
I mean, they're not a doormat, right? To be a doormat is to be stepped over and to always give the other person what they want and never get what we want. But successful people are able to find that win-win agreement and to feel good when they come out of a negotiation. And I was just reading this book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and that's one of the seven habits. They're win-win focused.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, about knowing the other person who you're dealing with, about knowing your audience.
Totally.
You know, in a way, right? Not just thinking about yourself. So yeah, I think that that's definitely a good tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to know and to anticipate what the person will need, right?
Right.
And to also know beyond just what they're telling you that they need. There may be something else, or there may be a reason that they're telling you they need something, but you have to figure out what that reason is and get to some other options. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, awesome. So this has been good, Michelle. Let's just review some of these phrases that we've thrown out there today about how to be successful. Let's throw it out. So remember the phrasal verb stand out, right? We talked about that to be different. Guys, we really want you to use this phrasal verb today because it's super useful. It's, well, at least in American culture, I think it's really important because we're always trying to do that here in the U.S., right? To be different, to stand out, to be above and beyond other people.
Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So we also talked about keep up.
Yeah. So to keep up. And then we talked about to go above and beyond, to go the extra mile, right, Michelle? To go further than most people go.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about win-win agreement, a deal where everyone's happy and, you know, really knowing, who you're talking to, who you're dealing with. And like Lindsay said, being able to anticipate the other person's needs.
Yeah, exactly. And then we said to come out on top. And the way that successful people do this is by doing all the things that we talked about today.
Yeah.
And I wonder if our listeners know about any other things that successful people do that they could share with us. So guys, why don't you come over to our blog, allearsenglish.com/354, and add your own ideas or practice using one of these phrases that you learned today. Michelle, any final thoughts about how to be successful in this world? In this crazy world?
Keep on trying.
Keep on trying. Yeah, you certainly won't find success if you stop trying, right?
Yep, that's true. And it's not easy, but you can, whatever you put your mind to, right? That's what they say.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you have to have a vision of what you want, right? You have to envision what you want, you know, like create a vision board. You know, we talked about this in a previous episode. Take pictures from a magazine. What kind of life do you want? What do you want your day-to-day life to look like? And then work backwards from there.
Ah, good advice, Lindsay. I'm going to get started on my vision board.
Vision boards are so much fun. They're so much fun to make. So if you guys want to listen to that episode, you can come back to allearsenglish.com and type in the search bar vision board. And you should come up with an episode that we did last summer about how to create your dream life by envisioning what you want and need in your life. All right. Let's wrap it up for today, Michelle. But it's been fun talking about success with you.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay. Well, have a successful day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
What a fantastic episode. I am so happy that we have a new podcast from All Ears English, this business English podcast. Aubrey, what was the, what do you think is the best phrase we learned today?
My favorite is to go above and beyond, especially for you guys studying for IELTS. I feel like you could use that on almost every IELTS speaking question. When you're asked about anything that has to do with performance or success, you can say that you either did go above and beyond or that you didn't, if you didn't put in your best effort, right?
And also to talk about, you know, future endeavors. There are so many questions in speaking part one about, you know, what do you want to do in the future? Will you do this in the future? So this is so easy to put in there, right? Like, I am going to go above and beyond when I attend university, when I get that job, when I start rock climbing, whatever Absolutely. The future holds for you. So guys, remember to hit follow right now so you can never miss an episode of IELTS Energy. And don't forget to find that Business English podcast. Just search All Ears English in your podcast app. Business English podcast will pop up. Or if you are near a device, go to allearsenglish.com/try.
Yes, we know IELTS isn't the end for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Many of you will be working in English. So this is like killing two birds with one stone, where you're going to learn great vocab to use on IELTS now and great vocab that you're going to use at work in English. So follow now to be building up all of these great phrases and habits for business English now. Get started.
Get started. Get to it. Hop to it. I just taught that on a recent Instagram post.
Nice.
Hop to it. All right, guys. That's it for us today. We will see you next week.
Awesome. Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.